The slides in this module will define quality measures and provide examples of how the guiding principles of meaningful use are supported, and the Health Information Exchange, HIE, and certification process benefits the reporting of quality measures. There are many organizations that are actively involved in the quality measures and meaningful use compliance. Oftentimes, acronyms are used for these organizations. This slide provides you with what they mean. The rule defines clinical quality measures to consist of measures of processes, experience, and/or outcomes of patient care, observations, or treatment that relate to one or more quality aims for healthcare, such as effective, safe, efficient, patient-centered, equitable, and timely care. This slide discusses Stage 1 of the Meaningful Use 2011 Payment Year Reporting. Since in most areas of the country, the infrastructure is not available to support the electronic exchange of structured information, this requirement was excluded from most of the requirements or a low threshold was set. For instance, there is a low threshold for the reporting of lab data in structured format. In future rulemaking, it is expected that the threshold will increase as HIT capabilities increase. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, HITECH Act, permits the Secretary to not require the electronic reporting of clinical quality measures unless the Secretary is capable of accepting the information electronically. This may initially occur on a pilot basis. For the 2011 payment year, there will not be adequate time to test and demonstrate the ability to receive information electronically. There would need to be time for certified electronic health record, EHR vendors, to code the specifications into their systems after the Secretary provides technical specifications to the EHR vendors. It is expected that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, will have the capability to receive clinical quality measures electronically in the 2012 payment year. If so, then eligible professionals and eligible hospitals will be required to submit them electronically using certified EHR technology. If HHS is not ready by 2012, they will continue to use the attestation method for submission of clinical quality measures. Electronic submission of clinical quality measures is important to the overall goal of the HITECH Act to improve the quality of care. The HITECH Act requires that HHS give preference to clinical quality measures that have been endorsed by the organization that HHS contracts with. The Medicare Improvement for Patients and Providers Act, MIPA, of 2008 added this requirement as well, also requiring that preference is given to measures that have been selected for the Reporting Hospital Quality Data for Annual Payment Update Program. HHS contracted with the National Quality Forum, NQF, and it is expected that preference will be given to the measures endorsed by NQF, including those that NQF endorses that have been selected for the Physician Quality Reporting Initiative, PQRI. For eligible professionals, this includes measures that have been selected for the PQRI. For eligible hospitals, measures that are part of the Reporting Hospital Quality Data for Annual Patient Update Program will be included. It is the responsibility of the eligible professionals and the eligible hospitals to understand the compliance issues regarding clinical quality measures. Each organization will need to determine who will maintain responsibility for this compliance in order to assure that it is done. Managing the compliance process may take more than one person, perhaps a team to begin with. Data from all impacted departments and their respective electronic systems will need to be integrated to demonstrate and report the institution's compliance. A good project leader will be helpful in this process. As this slide states, eligible professionals will need to comply with 44 clinical quality measures, including PQRI measures, starting in 2011. Eligible hospitals will need to comply with 15 clinical quality measures, including the reporting of hospital quality data for annual payment update. As we move into the 2013 payment year and beyond, The quality measures are likely to include other areas, such as pediatrics, long-term care, obstetrics, dental care, oral health, mental health, and substance abuse. Reporting measures in 2011 include the use of attestation that the data elements are captured within a certified EHR. The attestation needs to include language to attest to the accuracy and completeness of the numerators, denominators, and exclusions. In 2012, an agency will need to submit summary information that is not personally identifiable on the clinical quality measures using the electronic health record technology. This concludes this lecture.